All right. I'd like to call to order the Public Works Committee. It is August 1st. Happy August, everybody. The press and the public were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. All members are present. First thing on the agenda, approval of previous meetings minutes. Do I have a motion?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Citizens' comments. Residents of 21st and 22nd Avenue. Anybody here wish to speak to?
I don't see.
Okay. Any other citizens' comments?
James Rye, 3904 Cameron Boulevard. I just have a couple of quick things today, more administrative related. With the help we're going to be getting for the Public Works Department, it's difficult to see the all-in number as far as the cost for the employee, the cost for the modifications for the building, the vehicle, and everything. It's hard to see the all-in number and whether or not we're talking about a relocation package and benefits as well. It's hard to see that number. And I didn't know if that was a combination of this committee and the personnel committee, but an all-in number would be is difficult to kind of peg right now. And then as far as the function of what our needs are, I think we got a function of labor, a function of equipment, a function of time, and a function of the pumps, that we can only do so much with what we have. And I think Donnie's doing a great job. I think it reflects that he was only $1,000 over budget on an $85,000 budget. I think that's remarkable given that situation. Just in regards to the tanks, whether it be out of service 3 to 4 weeks, I think it would be a good idea to buy all our fuel that we can from the Isle of Palms Marina. They don't have an on-site diesel, but I saw a fire truck over there across the street filling up from City Hall. I don't think there's any reason why we can't fuel everything we can fuel up down at the Isle of Palms Marina. As far as the dumpster and the city for the trash removal, it's always kind of bugged me the little trash containers, the dumpsters in the back of the municipal lot are reserved for the trash coming off the beach. And then we got a dumpster on the other end of the parking lot behind station number one that we do with the trash coming off the restaurant. So if there's any way we can combine those or look at those while we're looking at on the improvements down there, that would be great. So, and as far as the tents go, we talked about tents and, you know, more tents on the island and people leaving tents on the island. You know, we have a major corporation right across the connector. They do $50 million a year in sales at just that one target, $50 million. On any given Saturday, they can do one day sales of $280,000. So they're approaching $300,000 for that one store on a Saturday. So it's a function of the disposable society we live on. It's cheaper to buy a tent and leave a tent and buy a new tent every day than to rent a chair and an umbrella. So I just think that we need to keep that in mind as we move forward. So that's all I have today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Segue.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm Katrina Limbach. I own the Isle of Palms Beach Chair Company with my partners Brooke and Mason. And I listened in the last Public Works meeting regarding the single-use chairs and umbrellas and the possibility of renting tents as well. I follow the social media heavily on all these things. You know, we see those trucks come by every day and they are filled to the max. Stuff's flying out. I love what y'all did with allowing these guys to be able to go recycle them themselves. I think that is such an awesome idea. But I wanted to open up, I know y'all already really opened up the conversation about doing something that's going to combat the single use, especially in the tent department. And I just wanted to put ourselves out there and say that we're all on board to help in any way that we can. I know there was talks about franchising, which we're happy to do whatever we can, and that's including renting a certain type of tent. Now, those frame tents that everybody seems to have a problem with that we were just talking about buying from Target, they're not easy to set up and take down, and they're dangerous during a storm. And most of the time when those things are down on the ground, sometimes people leave them, sometimes the wind blows them. I mean, it doesn't take a strong wind to blow that thing down because you can't angle it properly and you can't stake it down properly. But there all are other tents that would be good to rent that we've researched. So if we could get officially on the agenda for next meeting, mm-hmm. not really sure the political process. I just wanted to open that conversation. And then my second kind of thing that I'm bringing is, I don't know if you know, but like I co-founded this Beach Sweep IOP cleanup crew. And just the education that I've had to do myself has changed a lot of my own habits. And now every time I see a single-use water bottle, I like, it's like seeing a cigarette on the beach. Like, it's crazy what mm-hmm. it's done. And so I went down to one of the sweeps a couple weeks ago, and I went to go fill up my water bottle, and I'm like, where do I fill it up? There's a shower, ew. There's the bathroom faucet, ew. So I went to Coconut Joe's, said, hey, can you fill up my water bottle? And they said, we can't actually legally do that. And they gave me a 32-ounce styrofoam cup full of water. And I'm like, that is so not, that right. is anti, that's the antichrist of all of what we're doing. And so I thought, you know, why don't we have a water, some sort of water filter system out here that doesn't make any sense. It's Front Beach, where most of the traffic come. And so I talked to our partners, and they said that they approved it with me that we could maybe sponsor a water filtration system down there, whether it be the kind that we could keep kind of underneath the bathrooms so that it's protected, and or there's the ones that are really pricey that are standalone outside. And then even if we wanted to partner with Coconut Joe's and see if they wanted to maybe sell stainless steel water bottles so that people can have a quick option in case that they do forget water, they do forget their water bottle, they can just buy a really cheap kind of like subsidized one or just at cost. So yeah, that's my story
awesome.
Today.
Thank you so much.
Carol, can I ask a couple mm-hmm. questions? One of Tina, but really more directed to the city. With regards to the tents, would there be anything to preclude the folks that are doing beach chairs and umbrellas now just to begin to offer that service for the tent?
No.
I wouldn't think so. So I would turn it back to the private sector, and then it's a business decision for you folks. Is there a market for it? And then how do you begin testing that? And I think we would be in agreement that having somebody do that in lieu of these disposable tents that end up in the trash and or one-time shots is preferable.
I agree. It's just hard to be competitive with a $50 tent
sure.
over a Target, especially because that's not the tent that we would want to rent because we don't agree with that style tent on our beach because we have too high winds.
But
these are the kiteboarders out there.
The city's not going to offer the service. The city's not going to pay for it, I don't believe. So then it's back to the private sector and an opportunity. And then you just have to make a business decision about that, right?
Right.
So where do we go from here, and what do you need of us?
Well, I think that, that situation there is, I mean, where it's coming down to is kind of relevant. It's kind of like our parking situation. I mean, people are going to continue to park wherever they want, as long as it's for free. But the same thing with the tents. If people are able to use cheaper tents that are somewhat, I guess, dangerous, basically, I mean, it makes it hard, like you said, to offer a service or fee or something like that to
right.
do it, unless those type of unsafe tents were not allowed on the beach, forcing
mm-hmm. See, I
a
think
company to go through.
Ideally,
mm-hmm.
taking out the frame tent
mm-hmm.
and illegalizing it would be in, I think, everybody's best interest. I mean, we have to run down when there's a storm. We have 8 minutes to drop umbrellas typically because that's how long it takes for the radar to pop up and
mm-hmm.
we're out there and we've got, you know, 12 guys running. Have you ever seen one of those tents fly?
Yeah.
It is so scary. I mean, I've actually run from one before in Wild Dunes 3 years ago and it just tumbles
mm-hmm.
like this. I, from a business, you know, Burke Mason and I have met and talked about this extensively. From a business standpoint, if that's what's going to help the city and help and reduce them, like we're happy to not happy. We don't really want to do anything with frame tents.
So your proposal would be that the city prohibit them.
I would
think
so.
And that creates a more direct business opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that
but
we
I would say
we'll
if you wanted to do that, we would have I think that if we offered the safer alternative to a tent, and I'm talking about a totally different apparatus. I haven't tested it yet, but it's a type of tent that they rent in three or four other beaches that I've researched, and they blow up kind of like a normal camping tent. They've got the little stake things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how feasible it's going to be, but we're happy to try that.
If I may,
mm-hmm.
This is a wonderful discussion that I think needs to happen. It's
right.
not on the
it's
agenda.
It's not on the agenda,
I'm a little concerned about getting into any debate
or sure.
having it.
So my request related to the questions is, if we agree, let's put it on next, agenda
next agenda
and have a more thorough discussion.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'll buy one of those tents I'm talking about and then see how it goes on all bombs.
Similarly, I think the idea of having a water option at front
we can
beach,
put that on the agenda too and do some research
or at the bathrooms is something that we take
look
a look at.
Yeah.
And it seems to me it's either we have an offer for a donation,
right,
the city installs one, or maybe
let's
some partnership,
we'll put it on the agenda for next
sewer.
Okay,
we'll put it on the agenda for some research.
Okay. Any
there are two water coolers now installed in the public restroom.
Right, I thought there was a water fountain.
There's two.
Yeah, right
there's
in the door.
There's a water fountain inside the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Inside the portico, if you will.
Right.
There's one on the men's side and one on the female's side.
I was going to say that. I think there are water fountains right there, but we
and
could maybe
and
switch
cool.
them out.
Filtered. They're not tap water. They're cooled.
Filtered,
Are they similar to what we have here at City
no,
Hall?
No, they're not.
They don't have
they
the
don't
bottle
okay.
fill, but they're
we could take a
but
look
could,
and see how much
yeah,
it would
what
cost.
It would cost to outfit.
Yeah, the LKs are run about.
Okay,
nine
this is on the agenda, so we're going to...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye, thank you.
Thank you so much
you.
For coming.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay. Any other citizens' comment? Okay. Moving on to Director Pitt's department
okay,
reports.
Okay, as you know, there are no reports. I still have not got my numbers, and due to the construction and pumping, there's no departmental bullets.
Okay.
This is pretty quick, but also, you know, July is very busy for me. I will have that in the August, so there will be 2 months worth of your information for you to review. I did get the debris this morning from the county. That was 139 tons, but I still have not got my garbage consumption report yet.
Can I just ask you a quick
yes.
So which streets are we pumping right now, like as of today? I'm just
46 50
and
51st.
Okay,
there's a pump on 52nd, but there's a fuel issue this morning, so we're going to have to pull that pump and correct that leak that's there.
And we've been running those for...
Oh, yeah, they ran yesterday. 52nd was pumped dry yesterday, and when I cut that pump off, there was no problem, but it'll crank, but it won't stay running, so there's a leak. It's pulling air somewhere.
And then in terms of beach access paths, is there anything we can...
You might can go down 25th.
Well, I just mean in terms of pumping or...
No.
No. Okay.
We're just trying to pump. My concern is safety with the septic systems in the streets.
Right.
And getting public emergency personnel to these streets. Getting to the beach, it's in my world... It's way down the list. I'm more safety concerned with the contamination aspect.
Okay.
And specifically 46, there's some grinders down there, and when the water's above the grinder, the grinders have to be shut down. So that's my concern.
Okay.
In the past, we have brought in sand to fill in some of these beach access paths. And that's something that we can assess. It's difficult now because you look at the weather forecast and it shows that it's going to continue to rain for days to come. So when do we, when do we do it? It's going to continue to erode and fill in. But that is certainly something that we can take a look at.
Okay.
When can we bring some sand in to fill in and make these beach access paths a little bit more passable.
So yeah. our Douglas and I, our game plan as soon as we can is to shore up the base at 31A and then put the new mats at 42nd, move some the older mats at 31A after we've put, and we've already talked about getting Dan to bring this sand shell base in at 31A. And you know that it's a long path, and it's but try to shore it up and make it so you'll have a very defined path other than 25th somewhere in the middle of the island. So mm-hmm. then you'll have 5th, 9th, 25th, 31A, 41, 42, and 53.
Mm-hmm.
46 is got the boardwalk over it, but until we get stormwater down there, you know, people are going to avoid that beach path.
Right. It's coming.
If it continues to rain, maybe we should provide citizen passes to the upstate. We got to have an exit strategy.
Right.
Donnie, does the Water and Sewer Authority do any pumping?
No.
So if we're pumping for preventative reasons because it affects their grinders, begs the question, why are we doing that and why aren't they? Or should we make a request that they start doing some, so we're getting double pumping rather than just us taking on that burden?
So the stormwater is not the Water and Sewer's issue, it's public stormwater.
Yeah.
We have historically always pumped stormwater.
I appreciate that. But do we send Water and Sewer a bill?
Well, the grinder pumps are, any maintenance or anything has to be done by the homeowner on those things. So it's, I mean, any type of problem they have is going to fall back on the homeowner.
Well, Water and Sewer has got to keep them operational.
I know, but at the expense of the homeowner.
So what the yeah. Water and Sewer does historically is they'll just shut the grinder down. Mm-hmm. If it's underwater, they just shut it down. And so, i.e., the city has in the past had to provide temporary toilets on certain streets until we can get those grinders back the water down, the storm water down.
If they're shut down, how much time is there before you can't use a toilet?
Is it immediate? I can't answer that question.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else in the report? No.
I can give you an update, which is the present on the tanks are in the ground.
Oh, well, that's well we have that on here. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else? Donnie? Okay. On to old business. Update on phase two drainage project.
David can help us.
Yeah.
I'll let him get into the specifics of where we are on the project. But as you all know, the rain has caused significant delays on this project. We're ready to submit another extension request to the Rural Infrastructure Grant because we've received that grant. We're kind of bound by that mm-hmm. timeline. And we're thinking about an additional 45-day extension.
Which to the middle of November?
Yes. So we were expecting this project to be done by the end of September. So we're thinking about extending it 45 days in addition. But remember that also in that extension, it includes the closeout of the project. So it's not necessarily, you know, construction is going to be happening until the mid-November, but we need to wrap up financials and all that. I do want to make you all aware that the city has been approached by both the Citadel Beach House and individual property owners from 48th Avenue, which is they're both private roads, with interest in tying into the city's drainage system. As you all know, they have significant flooding problems and they're both private. A couple of weeks ago, David and I met with the manager from the Citadel Beach House. They're willing to work with Civil Site Environmental in designing and engineering the plan to extend that system onto their road. And I think David has either prepared a proposal or in conversations with them about that. Civil Site Environmental, which all, as you all know, designed and engineered the project. They've indicated that the system can handle the additional flow the way that the system has been designed. So if the private property owners want to pay for the design, the engineering, and the construction, there's no reason really why the city would not authorize them tying into the system, as long as the engineers can confirm that it's not going to compromise the system. 48th Avenue, late last fall, we met with two property owners from 48th Avenue who had interest in initiating that dialogue and paying for that expense. We had a meeting with them. I think they may have reached out to you once, and that conversation kind of ended there. And then recently we received another communication from another property owner who's also reached out to the mayor about initiating those conversations. So we will be keeping you all abreast of whatever transpires from those meetings.
And then 47th is private.
Correct.
As well. They have not
reached
out. Okay.
No. Only Citadel Beach House and 48th Avenue.
Okay. David, I guess let's hear your update.
Everybody knows since May we've been on the
board. David, if I may, let me just comment on that report. It's really important that we consider not just if the current capacity could hold the additional community, right? Mm-hmm. But the projected capacity. We're assuming rising sea levels. We're assuming possible, worst case, more weather conditions. So we got to make sure we understand long term what that capacity issue is.
And I also will say, I forgot to mention that if they're willing to pay at their expense the design, the engineering, and the construction, they would also be willing to sign a legal agreement sharing the cost of maintenance, because they would be responsible for the maintenance of that extension. So that would also be included.
Good. I think, if I may, I think that somebody should make a conscious decision if you're doing 48th because they initiated the dialogue, but there's the potential that it could also serve 47. Mm-hmm. We may want to raise that with those citizens, because I could envision if we went forward and made these improvements, and then 47 says, well, what about us? Why didn't you say something to us when we maybe could have done it all in one shot?
Well, and it gives me pause that it's not a public street, and if there are change in ownership in those homes going forward, and it's not a public street, I don't exactly understand how the mechanics are going to work in the future if we're really not able to go down there and service things, and it's a different owner and they don't want to pay their fair share, and the whole thing kind of gives me it makes me nervous to think, in another, it could be a change of ownership in 5 years, but in 20 years it definitely will. And if we don't have ownership, I don't know if we should be doing anything.
I think that would be a question for the attorneys and stuff like that. But and I think we'd have to have some type of, as well, a utility easement for going up that street as well. And one other question was, in the future, years ago when we did phase one, there, I know we bypassed one of the streets as private as well, but did we reach out to I thought we had reached out to those streets before this project went on, and they were like, no.
Right.
Yes, we did reach out back then, and also when we received the favorable response from RIA that allowed the city to move forward with the complete construction of the complete project, we also reached out. Mm-hmm. And that is when we were first approached by a couple property owners interested in trying in tying in. So, they've received those communications. I think at 48th Avenue, they've had some challenges in kind of getting in the same on the same boat.
Right.
All the property owners related to what they want happen in that road. Mm-hmm. But we can certainly reach out again to 47th. I'm sure that there'll be some cost savings associated, particularly with the engineer and design, if instead of doing piecemeal those three sections, it's done as a whole. Also, the construction costs would be.
Don't want it to delay.
That's not going to
correct.
Happen.
Correct, okay.
We've already told them it won't even happen while we're doing phase two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It would have been ideal if this process had started, you know, a couple two years ago.
Well, Citadel, when I first started this project, I went and met with them, and they wanted nothing to do with it. Okay. I mean, I wanted to see how much data they had on their site and what I needed to do to meet with them. And I literally went to the Citadel, and they had nothing, supposedly.
That's what I said. We reached out to them.
I mean, I did that personally, so I didn't do 48, but I know. And now they want to come back. And for Citadel, you're going to have a maintenance agreement because that's a private entity. Uh-huh. So you're going to have something with them where they participate in some type proportional cleaning of the system besides what they do on their property.
Mm-hmm. So to Linda's point, I think it should also be a conscious decision. You could make it a prerequisite that private road be deeded back to the city. Now, that may not be something we want to be part of, but have an awareness and go through that decision-making process to assess the pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. If there's a drought in the next 6 months, this probably issue will go away.
But I don't think so, because I think all I've now realized, and this isn't the first time this has happened, we all know that, but I don't think it'll go away, but I think that's the way we had pursued the private streets before. They would have to become public, if I recall everything.
And the city has, I think the city would have that option. Mm-hmm. We can allow them to tie in at their expense and then have the road publicly dedicated back to the city. And that's something that, you know, city council could consider.
Well, right.
As a,
if they're, you know, if everybody's on board. Mm-hmm. And that's...
We haven't received any documentation that shows that there's consensus among all the property owners. We've a total of three property owners have reached out since last fall.
This is something for the attorneys to
right. And the Citadel does want to tie in now.
I've sent them a proposal.
Okay.
And they're trying. Well, there are two funds they're trying to fund it with. I know he's received my proposal. I sent it to him last week. I have not heard back from him. He was talking to the Alumni Association so it wouldn't have to go through the college. It was really about trying to fund it so it don't have to go on a public bid and do all that. So he has not gotten back to me, but I think they are very interested. Mm-hmm. You know, their parking lot, is, if you drive by today, you'll see why they're very interested in it.
Well, I just sent them a check this week. They got some money.
look on the details of that tuition. Right. 0.5% for water and sewer drainage at the beach house.
Okay, and then where you want to give us an update on on the project?
We're going to finish 46 this week, it appears. And then after that, we've got to put a box in. On 45th, we drop that box. Then we're going to add a second crew to the project if indeed it dries up. If it doesn't dry up, there's no use to put another crew. I mean, they're pumping, water table's so high, they're pumping to put in pipe 3 foot deep. It is just killing them, you know. There's no, when the weather clears, they can proceed and they're ready to do it. But their hands are tied right now. I mean, Palm Boulevard, doing more damage than hauling trucks in and out, then they are getting real work done. But that's where we are. Okay. I wish I had an answer for you.
And you think it'll be November?
If it stops raining.
Okay. I just, you know.
I mean, we all know what the rain's doing. It's not just here. It's every place on the island. You know, that there's poor drainage.
Right.
We have challenges.
So. Okay. All right. Anything else on phase two drainage? Update on removal and replacement of underground storage tanks at Public Works. Yay.
Well, both tanks are in.
Yay.
Strapped down. And they're putting water in them. They have to water fill them. DHEC comes and does
it. We got plenty of water to put in them.
Yeah. So, and they've already backfilled some of the gravel in it. And they're over there right now. Continuing that process. So
showing
the challenge was getting those
tanks
back in the ground. And that's completed.
And the old ones are gone?
Old ones are gone. Mm-hmm.
Also, the contractor has submitted their first pay application. Mm-hmm. The engineer who's overseeing that contract is reviewing that, so we should be getting that in the next week, and we'll be ready to report on that at Ways and Means.
Well, this has been a long time. How long is this whole project expected to take now that we're...
3.5
3 to 4 weeks.
It's been such a long time coming. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we have to file something with the federal government as well that we complete this project, or that they have, they're aware that our tanks are...
Yes.
Or does the engineer...
The engineer will be responsible for doing all that, reporting to both state and federal agencies.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've been doing that.
Okay.
We've needed to get permits,
right.
Permits to buy the tanks, permits to install. They were putting samples from the tank basin and submitting it to the environmental agencies. So it's... I just want to reiterate how helpful it is to have a qualified engineer really overseeing projects of this mm-hmm. magnitude, because they are very labor intensive, and there's
right.
a lot of documentation that needs to be prepared and submitted. So it's been very helpful to have Summit helping the city in managing this.
I just have one question about this. So will there be somebody else trained on how to read these once they're in, other than you? I mean, are you...
So today,
mm-hmm.
the city has 3 Class AB operators.
Okay.
2 months ago, the city had 1 Class AB operator. So Travis with the fire department
mm-hmm.
has completed his certification, and also Chris in Urado has completed his certification. So now you have a very... big security blanket.
Good. So, and they'll know how to read
and
these new ones too.
The second public works
assistant
first,
director.
Mm-hmm.
He that will be his first or her first
certification
will be to get that done.
Okay.
And behind them.
And yep. they'll be able to read these new ones.
Yes.
Okay. As
mm-hmm.
well as okay.
Yeah.
They'll be able to have to do the testing and
okay.
They'll go through the whole process.
Okay. Ted, did you have something? Okay. Next. C, discussion of proposal from John Garrels, potential buyer of Shep Enterprises. Bill's not here today. So y'all all received a copy of the proposal and resume. Does anybody have any comments or discussion they want to open with? Or Ted? My only concerns were that in the resume it didn't list any city or state where any of the businesses or anything was, so I wasn't really able to look anything up. Like
what are you referring to?
Well, references, but also just where you'd worked prior.
It was in his resume.
It should be in the resume.
It didn't say city or state. It just said
Illinois. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Or city. Yeah, do y'all want to come forward?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. So I just...
You're fine. Thank you. Are you good?
This is where we turn the screws.
Okay, That's fine. I'm used to it.
Would you please state your names
and
address.
Show
the record.
John Garrels and my wife Lisa Garrels.
Lisa Garrels.
Okay, and your address?
530th Avenue.
Okay, perfect, thanks. It's just the record.
I apologize for that. You know what? It's been a long time since we've had to put a resume together.
Okay.
We're from El Paso, Illinois.
Okay,
so
if you could just resubmit it.
Sure.
So that that would be great.
Okay.
And also it didn't include... any education of any kind, so I didn't know if that was something you might want to put in. Okay.
Sure.
And then definitely we would love the references. It says upon request, so
sure.
We may as well request that now.
Okay.
And it'll save a month. And then the other thing is if y'all would agree to a background check, that's just
sure,
something
sure.
we do.
Absolutely.
No problem.
So
that would be great.
I'll send you the form, the release that we usually have people sign, and
okay.
that will allow us to
okay.
go ahead with that process.
Just
sure.
drop it off or scan it back to you? Or?
Yeah, you can scan it. I'll email it to you, and you can either, whatever's
okay.
easiest for you.
Okay.
Drop
okay.
it off or email it back to me.
No problem.
Okay, and then I guess we'll look for that to come, and then we'll go from there. And then have you set up a time to go with Bill, I guess, in September or something? Or?
Yeah, we've been talking back and forth. And then I met with Donnie last week also. So we've kind of talked about different things.
Okay, because so. I think that's important.
Carol, is it your intention for this committee to vote this up or down as a recommendation to the full council?
I don't. Eventually, not today. I just think that if that was incomplete, I just.
Well, to save time, what if there was a motion to approve based upon these conditions? Then if administratively these conditions are satisfactory, we don't have to come back another month from now.
Well, I mean, you can make that motion. I'm not comfortable yet with that. I just would like.
I understand. I'm trying to accommodate both things.
Yeah.
Expedite it, plus right. Take care of the due diligence. If that has any interest of you or Ryan, I'd be happy to make it, but if it doesn't, I won't.
Well,
just let Desiree follow up and then we'll okay.
Yeah, I think. And they haven't really spent the day with Mr. Shep yet, so I feel like that is really critical just to see how the mechanics of everything works. And.
That'd take about 2 minutes.
Beamy, get out there and go.
Right.
This.
Yeah, let Ryan do that.
We could worry about too.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, anything
Thank
else?
You.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, new business: reopening stormwater ditch 21st and 22nd.
So the resident. And I cannot remember his name.
Don.
It's the owner of Splash. Remember Sherry
mm-hmm.
Johnson's sister?
Yeah.
It's her house and her husband's.
Okay.
And he said he was going to be here. He told me in his communication when he sent me these photos.
Mm-hmm.
So this, he has come to the city previously. Specifically, I think it was after Matthew, and was going to come the next month, and that meeting got canceled. I forgot how, but anyway, he is requesting that this ditch be reopened back to its original form.
Mm-hmm.
There was a covered pipe installed by someone, and he just feels like that's caused the problems of the photos that should be in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
After he came to the city a year ago, Edie's did go to where this open ditch goes into a closed pipe and cleaned it out. But as you can see the other day, this was the other day pictures, or the when the rains first started, and he just feels like that ditch needs to be opened back up.
Well,
and I was just kind of.
I mean, and we know that they do better when they're open. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. I mean, what is the process of?
I think the process would be for me to get in touch with the county and
right.
tell them to come
right.
Get this ditch opened back up to its original form.
And we have
and I don't think that there would be an issue with Chris Wanamaker or any of those guys with the county to opening that ditch back up like it should have been. And you may can ask the engineer
correct.
For his opinion.
Right. That would be my question as well, is with that, going through and opening it up, is to make sure we're not getting to a situation where we're at 32nd Avenue,
mm-hmm.
That we do have, they're just not just opening it up, but opening it up with flow.
Right.
And make sure that we do have good engineer drawings on it, how it's supposed to be opened up, not just taking a track hoe down there and tearing it open.
Right. Well, David, do you have any?
The county, if you want me to do it, I'm more than happy to look at it, or if the county wants to, I didn't know, this is a county ditch, if y'all want to look at it first, however you want me to do it.
Okay.
I mean, I think we've got to have the county look at it and
yeah.
see.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same outflow where we put the flapper valve, right? No. That's 19?
Yes.
This is just a parallel ditch in between the two avenues.
So this goes
and
to...
it goes towards Waterway.
Onto the interface.
And someone has piped a portion of it.
Okay. And how in the How is that outflow going?
Anything upstream of the pipe ditch is causing your damming effect.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think we should just maybe have the county come and look and see what they suggest or what they think it would. Like you said, you don't want them just to come and, mm-hmm. but then it Open becomes up. Eroding and everything else. Okay, anything else on that?
No.
Okay. All right, discussion of ditch between 31st and 32nd. Did you get a chance to go look at that one?
So that's the Phil Werner
mm-hmm.
and Bambi Werner.
Right.
And yes, I have walked that ditch with Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when Bambi sent the email the last time, because I had, the first time, I had talked to Chris Wanamaker, who's our stormwater manager
mm-hmm.
for the county. And Phil's concerns were more of illicit discharges mm-hmm. and an iron gate. Now, this last communication included a construction zone and a house that's under construction on the 32nd Avenue across the street from Jim Burke
mm-hmm.
and maybe some silt or something in a collection box that was covered. So I sent a communication to Chris asking for the follow-up for the engine for the his inspectors when they came over here there the first time. I have not heard him back, but I communicated back with Bambi via email on letting her know that we're working on it. I also talked to Douglas on the construction side of it. But again, Chris's inspectors are supposed to be inspecting the construction sites as well for the fencing and their compliance with the stormwater.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. And I mean, does Edie's get into that one and clean it regularly?
Well, yes, that's part of the veg.
Right.
Vegetation, they'll clear all of the vegetation, and this particular year they're getting started, but because of the weather they haven't mm-hmm. you know,
I just wonder if that would help,
haven't had a chance yet,
help the flow some back there. And
yeah, it's just a little small swell ditch. It's the beginning of that system.
Yeah.
Upstream of where Mr. Werner lives
mm-hmm.
It's just a depression almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the construction, I think they were concerned about the field base that was put in and just some other concerns as well.
Okay. All right. Anybody have anything on that ditch? Moving on to the next ditch. Okay. 24th and Hartnett.
So the resident of 2400 Hartnett reached out to the city with concerns about the condition of that ditch. SCDOT did go responded to some complaints about ponding issues.
Okay.
And they
okay.
There was a piped ditch and mm-hmm. the pipe was blocked, so they removed the pipe because obviously, you know, as you all know, we continue to say that open ditches are what? The best ditches. but I've reached out to SCDOT and they will be addressing the erosion associated with that ditch, and they've submitted a work ticket for to have somebody from SCDOT come take a look at it and do whatever it needs to be done. I think the resident who first reported it to City Council stated something about now because the pipe has been removed and open, there's no longer parking. And just for the record, it is an intersection and there is a stop sign, so parking along 30 feet from that intersection is prohibited. So,
anyway, okay.
If there was parking happening, it was illegal parking, and we're happy it's not happening anymore.
Right.
So they'll be assessing the area again and repairing the erosion. They did state that they're not gonna want to repipe, which is I think what the resident was requesting. They're not gonna want to repipe that ditch.
Okay. Anything else on 2400 Hartnett ditch? No? Okay. Discussion of beach cleaning equipment. Okay.
So So in your packets, you have copies of the brochure. Copies of a brochure. This was addressed by Councilmember Ward at the last City Council meeting, I believe, and he requested this to be on the agenda. Donnie and I have talked a little bit about it. This type of equipment is used in other communities in South Carolina, Horry County, Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach. The approximate cost is roughly around $60,000, not including any shipping.
But Amazon Prime.
Prime Day. So I think that the Councilmember Ward wanted it to be on the agenda and for you all to look at it and see if you all think that this would be a good investment for the city to make for the Public Works Department. Donnie and I talked a little bit about, you know, who would be, if you all think that this would be something that the city should have, who would be the right person to operate it.
Right.
And Donnie doesn't think that, he believes that he would need an additional two people to be able to operate it. With the current people infrastructure that we have, we just don't have enough people that we can pull out from their current duties, driving trucks to do this. But, you know, I don't know if anybody has any thoughts or questions.
Well, I think Jimmy could volunteer, so you got one person taken care of. What are the merits of the system?
Right.
Donnie, do you want to give? We talked about this a little bit. Donnie had some thoughts.
It filters the sand of your very small debris. That's what it does. And
cigarette butts.
Snails. I think if City Council wants me to do it, we'll do it. But
what's your opinion?
I don't see near the cigarette, and there are cigarette butts out there, don't get me wrong, but I don't think there's near the magnitude of cigarette butts that there once was. That's just my personal opinion.
I assume that's limited to about a 3 or 4 block area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you know, this piece of equipment, and I have not in here lately researched the cost, so if that's $60,000, you have to have something to pull it.
Mm-hmm. Tractor.
You
tractor.
Not have a tractor any longer.
I have a proposal. We refer this with all associated costs back to Ways and Means.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There you go.
Okay. I had, anybody else have any new business? There's nothing else on the agenda. I had one thing on miscellaneous, which was the alternate date for the shredding event, since that got, do we have any idea what month?
So, as you know, the shredder broke.
Right.
And the employee on site specifically told me we would not be charged. We have since received an invoice, and it is on my agenda to get either an alternate date or dismissal of that invoice.
Okay.
One of the two is going to happen.
Or both.
And it will happen this week. So, they did not provide the service that they were contracted with, and we're not paying until we get an alternate date. But that's, I just got to do it, but I've got.
Okay, I know, you have a lot. I know. I just was thinking we might want to try and.
It's on the radar. It's got to be done this week, but I just.
Do you have any thoughts about what date or time?
It's got to quit raining.
Right. Well, I was thinking like sometime before Thanksgiving would be.
Early November.
You know, early November, October.
I would say any day, any Saturday we can get it after Labor Day. I would be perfect with it.
Okay. Next meeting, Thursday, September 6th. At 9 a.m. Does that work for you, Donnie?
Yes.
That's a Thursday. I know that's not the best day for you.
If it's 9 o'clock and you're as efficient as you are today, then it'll work.
I know Thursdays are bad for you, so we could switch it. Okay, that'll work. All right, we don't have any reason for an executive session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.